Okay. Who has the sexiest smile?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sexiest butt.
Mm. Paul Newman.
Yeah. That is like 80. What are you talking about?
Okay. Who has the sexiest voice?
Drew. Drew Carey.
No. You know Drew, the guy who answers the phones at Pizza to Go.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's just funny and he's smart. I don't know. Seems like such a cool guy.
God, I'd love to go out with a guy like that.
Oh yeah, me too.
Don't get your hopes up. Let's face it. If a guy has a choice between you and me, it's a no-brainer.
Well, Karen, if it's a no-brainer, then you would definitely win. I'm gonna go get some more soda.
Karen, can we get a ride home with you guys in about an hour?
Yeah, sure.
Good, because Jean-Luc drove us down here, and I'm not getting back in the car with him.
Why not?
Because he's trying to improve his eyesight by not wearing his contact lenses for a week.
He's blind without them.
Yeah, tell me.
All right, tell me,
so. Oh, man, here he comes.
Come on. Pardon me. Table for one, please.
Would you like a free sample?
Oh, yes, I'd love one. Thanks so much.
Jean-Luc, get over here. Jean-Luc, do you want some help?
Kitchen.
Jean-Luc, do you want me to drive you home?
I do not want you to drive me home. I do not have any problem. My vision is impeccable. I have the eyes of a cat. I'm out of here.
Hello, little fishies.
Oh, Karen, guess who just got a date with a pizza man?
You mean you just called him and asked him out? Now, that is a clear violation of all the accepted rules of dating.
Yep. Yep.
Mom, I won't be home for dinner tonight. Rich and I are going to a concert with JT and Sam.
Okay, have fun.
It's at the House of Blues in Chicago.
Okay, have fun.
So, since we're going to be out late, we're just going to spend the night in a hotel.
Okay, that's too much fun.
Don't worry. Sam and I are going to share one room, and JT and Rich will be sharing the other.
Oh, right.
Mom, look, Rich and I don't need a hotel to be having sex, okay? I mean, for all you know, we're already having sex right here in his apartment.
No, you're not.
How do you know?
Because I had Frank install surveillance cameras in there.
You did not.
Well, maybe I did, and maybe I didn't. But now you'll never quite know for sure, will you?
Mom, this is absurd. Are you saying I can't do what I want with my own body?
No, I am saying that Rich can't do what he wants with your body.
Mom, I'm going to Chicago, and I assure you, Rich isn't going to do anything with my body unless I want him to.
You know, they have surveillance cameras in hotels, too.
Oh, hi, Al. Is Drew here yet? I'm ready for our date.
What are you talking about?
He's not going out with you. He's going out with me.
Not when he sees me dressed like this.
Karen... This is a clear violation of all the accepted rules of dating.
Yup.
Wait. No way. He looks as good as his auntie's all night.
Hi. I'm Drew. So, which one of you is Al?
She is. I'm Karen. I'm not your date. I just look this good all the time.
Look, come on in. Don't pay attention to her.
Yeah, don't worry about it. When you're a fat guy like me, that happens all the time. As you can see, I am no Kevin Bacon. Actually, more like a side of bacon. Anyway, if you want to call this date off, you know, totally okay with me.
Oh, no.
I asked you out, and, you know, I want to go out.
Oh, I see. Real do-gooder. Moral type, huh? Do the fat guy a favor and give him a mercy date.
Okay. This is not a mercy date.
What, you got a thing for fat guys?
Maybe I do.
Well then, honey, you just met the man of your dreams.
Let's go.
Fine, fine. But if we go someplace, we are going to go someplace where everybody will be able to see you're on a date with the fat guy. What do you say now?
Sounds like fun.
Well, it won't be.
I can't wait.
Great. Family meal for four for me, and a salad for you. Look, maybe we got off on the wrong foot earlier. Try to lighten things up a little bit, huh? Know any good fat jokes?
I don't like fat jokes.
Why not? They're funny. Okay, how about this one? I am so fat that Amtrak just opened up nonstop service between my belt loops.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Al.
Are you on a date?
Yeah, I am.
It's so big. It's like Shamu.
There goes your reputation. Now everybody here knows you're on a date with Shamu.
You know, this is starting to get really old.
What's the matter? Are you tired of being seen with the fat guy?
No. Frankly, I am tired of listening to the fat guy.
Hey, you can't call me fat. Only I can call me fat.
How about I call you a jerk?
Fine. How about I call this date over?
Fine with me.
Me too. Oh, and don't worry about it. You've done your good deed for the day and gone out with Blubber Boy. Mm-hmm.
Hello, yes, is this the maintenance department? Yes, well, my daughter, Dana Foster, is staying at your hotel tonight, and she's very claustrophobic, and I was wondering if you could remove the door to her room. Yes, well, if she denies being claustrophobic, don't listen to her, because, unfortunately, she's a pathological liar. No, I have not been drinking. Just remove the door to her room, thank you. Just see her try to have sex now. Oh, hi, honey. Have you been standing there especially long?
Long enough to wonder how often I'm going to be able to visit you in the home.
Oh, I admit it. I'm losing my mind. I just don't want Dana to do something she's not ready for.
Well, neither do I, honey. But Dana is the one that has to make that decision. You've done a good job raising her. Just don't worry.
Well, JT's down there with Sam. Aren't you worried about him?
Carol, JT may not be the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but I have given him values. And because of that, I think I can trust him.
Anyways, what I was leading up to is I think it's time we had sex. So, what do you say, Sam? Is tonight the night?
Well, you wouldn't want me to have sex if I didn't want to, would you?
Are you saying you don't want to have sex with me?
I do want to.
Yes!
But we're not going to.
No!
I'm sorry, JT. We're just not ready.
But I'm ready. I'm really ready.
I'm not.
Oh, I get it. Sam, don't be worried about that. It would be my first time, too.
Oh, it wouldn't be my first time.
It wouldn't?
Nope.
Second. Mm-mm. Third? Well, obviously you do this, so why not do it with me?
JT, my boyfriend before I met you, I thought I was in love with them, and we slept together. It seemed like the right thing to do at the time. Then he dumped me.
What a jerk. I can't believe somebody would do that to you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. We shared this really intimate thing, and now I'm never going to see this guy again.
Don't worry. That's not going to happen with me.
I know you really care about me. And I care about you a lot more than I cared about him. That's why I'm not going to sleep with you.
Okay. Let me see if I get this straight here. You love me more than you love this other guy. But you slept with him, so you're not going to sleep with me.
Right.
You know, I'm not very good at math, but this is not adding up.
JT, the next time I have sex, it's going to be with the person I spend the rest of my life with.
Any chance that could be with me?
Oh, I hope so. But not tonight.
Oh, good. I was just beginning to feel like I want to be treated like dirt again.
Look, I'm really sorry about that. You're really a nice person. Nicest person that I've met in a long time. I mean, you didn't even act like you were embarrassed to be seen with me.
I wasn't.
Boy, I acted like a real jerk. I left you at the mall without a ride home. Anyway, I just wanted to apologize.
Wait a minute. You know, Drew, I think you'd do a lot better with women if you weren't so ticked off all the time.
I said I was sorry. Can't we just leave it at that?
No. No, we can't. Here, come in. Please, come in. I want to know why you were so mean to me. You know, the guy I talked to on the phone was funny, and he was smart. And seemed like someone I wanted to get to know. And the guy I went out with was a hostile jerk. And I don't understand that. What is your problem?
Look, you wouldn't understand, okay? So just forget it.
Oh, I wouldn't understand? Why? Are you so totally unique that the rest of us can't possibly comprehend your deep thoughts? Is that it?
All right. You want to know why I act this way? Because nobody wants to be around me. When I was a kid, everybody made fun of me because I was heavy. A lot of times they didn't even want to play with me. So instead, I'd sit at home, watch them from the window, and eat. So I got fatter. And the fatter that I got, the more that they would make fun of me. That's why I have a job where I just answer the phone. That way nobody has to look at me.
I'm sorry. That sucks. You know, Drew, I am not making fun of you. So why won't you let me be your friend?
Do you really want to be my friend? For real?
Yeah, for real. I don't know. I thought it might be fun to hang out together.
In public?
Yeah, in public. Could, I don't know, go to the movies?
And you'd actually sit in the same row with me.
Of course.
You know, it's still early. You want to go see Beverly Hills Ninja with me?
Sure.
Cool. You may not know this from looking at me, but I am a huge Chris Farley fan.
Was that a great show or what?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am so tired. We should go to bed.
Alanis Morissette is great.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Wow, look at the time. We should go to bed.
These shoes are killing me.
Oh, well, honey, by all means, you should get off your feet. Let's go to bed.
Do you really think that this is going to work?
I don't know. Is there any way we could discuss it? In bed?
Rich, come here.
Oh, boy.
Look, honey, I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Oh. Enough said. Come on.
But I don't know if we're ready for something like this right now. Come in.
Hi. I'm the night maintenance guy. I got this note from the day guy about taking the door off your room.
I beg your pardon?
Your mother called and wants us to take the door off your room. She said you're claustrophobic. Sorry.
My mother called here? She is insane.
Well, I guess mental illness runs in the family. It also says here that you're a pathological liar.
All right, well, thanks for coming, but we will not be removing the door tonight.
Cool. Just call extension 619 if you change your mind.
I cannot believe that my mother thinks she can still control me. I mean, I'm 21 years old. She cannot tell me what to do. Rich, I'm ready. Get in the mood.
Hot diggity! Honey, don't go away. I'm just gonna go and prepare and make this night absolutely perfect.
Hello?
Dana, it's me.
What? Calling them and telling them to take the door off my room wasn't enough? Now you want to check in every 10 minutes, too?
No, Dana, I called to apologize. I've been thinking about this all night. You see, I want to protect you because I'm your mother, but I realize that trying to tell you what kind of relationship you're going to have with your boyfriend is just way out of line.
Look, Mom, I know that you mean well. It's just that I'm an adult now, and I have to figure out whether or not I'm ready to have sex.
I know, and I hope you'll choose what's right for you. And Dana.
Yeah?
Whatever you decide, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, good night, sweetie.
All right, good night.
Take me. Break me. Make me a man.
Honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't think we should do this. Something is missing.
Well, that's okay. I got a pack of 36 in my suitcase.
Rich, this isn't gonna happen.
But honey, I'm wearing my lucky boxers. At least I thought they were gonna be my lucky boxers.
And they're adorable. But the reason I was gonna sleep with you tonight is because I wanted to get back at my mom.
Well, that's okay. Use that. She's a bad, bad, evil woman. Teach her a lesson I'll never forget.
Rich, I know that I said we were gonna sleep together, but I just don't think it's the right thing to do right now.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I can wait. How about 10 minutes from now?
Rich.
Okay, sweetie. Of course, I don't think it's right now either.
Do you mean that?
Yeah, I do. Let's say we go on and meet Sam and JT for coffee.
Good.
good idea.
Good idea.
I'm really glad I decided not to be with JT tonight. I really, really think I made the right decision.
Yeah, I know I'm not ready to be with Rich.
I'm really glad JT understood. I mean, I know he was disappointed, but he really cares about me.
Yeah, no, Rich was great, too. I mean, I think he's really okay with it.
Yeah, I think JT's okay with it, too.
Okay, walk me through this one more time. She loves me more than she loved the other guy. But she slept with him, so she's not gonna sleep with me.
Face it, man. You're just too darn lovable to sleep with.
But I don't want to be lovable. I want to have sex.